The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
We're coming to you live from Gold Reef City this morning. It's our last show of the year. And there are a whole load of people around.
Yep.
So, you know what? I want to go out and talk to some of these people.
You go
so
out and
you,
talk to
you just talk amongst yourselves.
We'll chat among ourselves.
You tell everybody else about some of the people who are here, because I believe there's a company who came through for a company breakfast.
They did.
And you've got some detail on some of the people there. So I'm going to go out while you're telling people about
it. All right, well, off you go. Have you got everything you need?
Yes, I have.
You got your walker?
Yes.
So two of the people outside, and it's really very special, Leah and Noel, and they're a couple that have been together for 25 years. They were childhood sweethearts. And Leah, at the age of 10, was involved in a hit and run. And that made her paraplegic. And Noel was 14 years old when he fell out of a tree.
Wow.
And I think all of us have done that at some point. But Noel broke his back, and he also became a paraplegic. And they're both such beautiful souls. Apparently, that hasn't stopped them living a happy and productive life. They've both worked full-time since leaving school. He's a financial accountant, and she's a payroll master. Isn't that a great title? A payroll master. And they both work together. And even though they couldn't have children, they opened their hearts and homes to two beautiful baby girls. And they're now 13 and 14 years old. And as someone with a 12-year-old and 15-year-old, that's a lot of work. And also Leah's mum lives with them. And she looks after them as well and relies on their support.
Wow. As I said to you, Sam, there were people who... You came here for breakfast, hey? Yes. You came from, you must be Leah.
I'm Leah. Yes, I'm Leah.
Hello, darling. And this is Noel, I take it. Right. I've only got one microphone. And I'd rather talk to the prettier member of the family, if you don't mind. Okay.
I'm the more vocal one.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
The prettiest. Yes. I'm the one who talks most. Yeah?
Guys, I've got to get back into the studio. We just wanted to say how's it to everybody here. From what company are you with?
I'm with Capital I Business Support Services.
And all of you guys came through for a breakfast this morning. Have you finished the breakfast or haven't you?
Started yet. We had a little snack and a bit of juice, and now we're here.
Okay, and you were told that we were broadcasting here.
Told us to come through, don't know why. Told us to come through and follow the people and the sounds and the people in the red t-shirts.
Right. It's actually the reason why you are here. Where's Tracy? Right, Tracy, you need to go off to the studio there, because Samantha is going to want to talk to you in a moment. Tracy sent us an email. We're not going to go into all the medical problems and the medical conditions that surround both of you, but the one thing that has happened, where's Bunny Majaja, our little Bunny M? She's around here. I believe that you have a Volvo station wagon.
Yes, which is giving up the ghost. And as last night, when he got home, started overheating. It's giving up the ghost, really, honestly, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a Volvo station wagon that is giving up the ghost. I've got my in-ear things that make me hear myself falling out of my... This is Bunny Majaja, a little Bony M. Now, Buns, you know what I want you to do? Go over there, please. And just pull the cover off that.
You want me to pull the cover? Off the whole thing?
Pull the cover off the whole thing there. What? So I'm standing next to Lisa and Noel. And we broadcast here from Gold Reef City. And the team at Gold Reef City, Bunny is now revealing it, are the team who have purchased that particular vehicle.
This is very exciting. Very exciting. Wow! Thank you. Is it us?
That is going to be modeled specifically for your needs, and you two are going to be driving away in that car.
Wow! Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Jeremy. And my biggest thanks goes to Tracy. Without Tracy, this would never have happened. Thank you, Tracy. Where are you, Tracy?
Tracy's in the studio.
Tracy
is sitting
me.
Right next to Sam.
And Tracy's just watched that.
absolutely deserve it. You absolutely deserve it, and I'm so glad. It's been a most terrible year for you and Noel. And when Jeremy Mansfield and the Christmas Wish team came back to me and told me that they were going to do this, I haven't been able to sit still for a week and a half. Please tell me you had no idea.
I can pretty much guarantee you they had no idea.
Shame. Well, I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much, guys.
You said they've had the most terrible year. And I mean, we weren't even talking about that, but tell us why you wrote in.
Well, I wrote in because it started off with Noel has had two pressure sores, and you know that it can be quite life-threatening. And the fact that he has to sit, he can't lie down, they just weren't healing. So eventually he's been in and out of hospital for the entire year. And, you know, this is a couple that have met in Hope School when they were still children. They've been together 25 years. They've adopted two beautiful children who you see out there, Alessia and Gemma. And, you know, so he's had to sort of give up work. He works occasionally, but he's the main breadwinner. They have never, ever asked or looked for anything. They've lived full productive lives. And they look after Nonna, who's 82-year-old. Leah's mother, sorry. And then about 6 months ago, Leah was diagnosed with a kidney failure, and the doctor said they couldn't do anything for her, and she couldn't even be a donor recipient because of her age. But even if she could, then the scarring from her childhood accident, she can't have the operation. So she goes to dialysis twice a week. And Noel is busy battling, and they couldn't get medical disability. And, geez, I just thought, what else can we do? And eventually, when their car packed in, I thought, somebody's got to help somewhere. And then I sent out a whole lot of emails, and you guys came up, and I'm so happy. Thank you.
Tracy, thank you so much for sending that push in. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I'm so glad you came out of retirement. I'm glad the retirement home let you out so you could start a radio station.
The home let you out. Thank you for sending that in. And thank you to the team here at Gold Reef City for coming on board with this final wish. We'll speak to Farron a little later in the show, but they stepped up to the plate when they realized what sort of investment needed to be made here, and they were absolutely amazing. So thank you very much, Tracy.
Thanks, guys.
And there you go. Yeah, Noel, here's your car.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.